Out of the jungle. You are deep in the lush jungle with a machete, and you have been told that your true happiness will come when you find your way out of the jungle to the ocean, where there are beautiful white sand beaches with warmth and waterfalls and blessed people who will call you their own. For now, you are still deep in the dark, cold jungle, beating your way out with your machete. You were told that one day, if you hiked far enough, you would notice that the jungle is lighter in a certain direction, and that would be your clue that the edge is near. The best you can do for now is to use the knife to cut vines and branches out of your way, as they would scrape your face and drag across your arms and tangle your feet. Also, looking back on your cut branches lets you know you are making a straight path and not circling back on yourself as you go. It turns out that sometimes others can take advantage of the path you cleared if they are close enough to you and are willing to follow. But inevitably, they must swing their own machete to keep moving. Some people seem content to stay in the jungle and make the best of it. They have no use to move anywhere else. Rather, they use their machetes to improve their place in the jungle. They prepare comfortable beds and tame the jungle around them in every direction as it ever approaches. They prefer to stay with what is familiar, even though they spend most of their time fighting back the cold, the bugs, and the entangling vines that seem to grow around their bodies even as they sleep. With bright eyes, the best among them try to engage you in conversations about making a fine place to stay put and how to tame this part of the jungle the best. But it bores you. You are not longing for this part of the jungle. You want that light, that openness, and that freedom of the beach. Other people have machetes too. Theirs seem so much sharper than yours. They cut through large vines and branches so easily. And there are still others with machetes much duller than yours. They hack and bludgeon vines as they try to pass through the mess they made. Although you have tried to borrow others' machetes and loan yours, it never works. The best you can do is sharpen your own machete. Swing true and swiftly, and always move in the direction you feel is perhaps a little lighter than any other you see. There are times when you tire, and it seems nearly hopeless to trudge yet further through the seemingly never-ending jungle, looking for a slim promise of a better place. After all, whom do you know who has actually seen it? Your arm gets sore from swinging the machete so much. At those times, the best you can do is use your machete to make a nice bed. Carve off some bark and lay over it large banana tree leaves. And fashion more leaves into a blanket under which you can hide from the cold a while. Maybe even share this comfort with another. Yet this is not for you for long. Somehow, you cannot stay, even in this comfortable bed you made. You keep thinking of that light, of that place of openness and warmth and sun and fresh water and the many, many who will welcome you with smiles and hugs and call you their own. Continuing with no choice and a curious passion, you trudge forward. One day, it's obvious, very obvious and clear, that over there, yes, over there, it is definitely lighter. And where you are today is so much lighter than from where you've traveled. There is no doubt the greens are greener and lighter. The shadows are sharper, and nothing is as dark. You raise your arm to motion to fellow machete-wielding travelers that the light is over there. As you look, a few of their arms are already outstretched in the same direction as they are about to tell you what they see. Sharing this vision makes it stronger. You move in that direction faster now. Every step brings you into more light. There are fewer vines and branches to cut, so it's easy to pick up the pace. But watch out. The little vines that remain seem especially strong and can catch your feet, making you slam to the ground face first. Ugh! It really hurt this time, because you were moving so quickly. You notice your fellow travelers are still up and moving. You get up with even more resolve. You now will remember to use your machete on anything that is in your way. Now, the light is very strong in that direction, and you can actually smell the ocean. It fills your lungs, and you feel reborn with energy and purpose and certainty that it was all worthwhile. Now, there are only a few wispy vines in your way. Some jungle people plead with you to come to your senses and return to the safety of the jungle. They don't see the light you see. You hardly hear them, and their words are losing meaning. Your pace quickens. The cold jungle floor with tangled vines gives way to an open path that is narrow, but straight and clear of any vines. Finally, you toss the machete aside and burst onto the open beach and embrace the sun with outstretched arms, and it immediately warms and nourishes your skin. The most beautiful sound you've heard is the symphony of voices of those who are running toward you with outstretched arms, welcoming smiles and tears of joy at the sight of you. They have always loved you, and you recognize them all. They have come to welcome you back to pure freedom. There is no struggle here.